And more lame duck change could be coming, this to a ballot initiative approved by voters November 6. Proposal 3 was called Promote the Vote. It would establish automatic voter registration, same-day voter registration, and no excuse absentee voting during the 40 days before an election, among other provisions. 2.7 million votes, that's way over 66%, were in favor of the proposal. But now Republican Senator Mike Kowal has introduced a series of bills during the lame duck session that would alter what voters approved. With us is Sharon Dolente. She's the voting rights strategist for ACLU Michigan. Sharon, how will Senator Kowal's bills change what voters approved in Proposal 3?
So there are a number of ways in which Proposal 3 would be undermined by the bills as they are right now. Number one, it would restrict the access to same-day registration. So Proposal 3 was very clear on the requirements of what someone needed to do to register on the same day as they received their ballot. That's appear in person and provide proof of residency. The bill as currently written provides extra requirements on voters. So it goes above and beyond in a way that is not permitted from what voters adopted in Proposal 3. Another instance is that it attempts, I guess one could call it, to implement an audit, which was another very important part of Proposal 3, a post-election audit. But it doesn't, by rushing it through in this very short lame duck session and not really having the time to think about what would be the best way to secure the integrity of our elections, it's not implementing a state-of-the-art, effective audit system that would really tell us that our votes are being counted properly. So those are two of the issues. Also, the bill does not at all address the fact that straight party voting has now been reconstituted in our Constitution, and the voters decided that they wanted that back and that was their will. The bill doesn't implement that at all. It's a very lengthy bill, and I think one of the things that your listeners may not know is that the election code has hundreds of sections and it's quite complicated, as you might imagine, to work out all the details of our elections. And unfortunately, by doing it so quickly, without the opportunity for election officials and citizens to really weigh in on this process, I'm very concerned that we're not getting it right. And instead of following through on the will of the people, we're actually undermining what they voted for in Proposal 3.
Sharon, the proposal language said it would add some of these changes to the Michigan Constitution. Does that mean these bills would need to have three-quarter majorities in both the Senate and House to become law?
No. In fact, there has been a lot of confusion about this issue. So Proposal 3 was a constitutional amendment. Later this month, the language that the voters adopted in Proposal 3 will become a part of our Constitution. And the legislature cannot change those words at all, no matter how many of them vote for it. The only way that the words that the voters put in our Constitution in Proposal 3 can be changed is if a vote is brought back to the voters, if again, the voters are asked to change something. So that is another issue going on right now in the sense that the legislature is not permitted to undermine or curtail any of the rights that the voters of Michigan granted to themselves in Proposal 3.
But that's what his package is trying to do.
So pieces of the current package in the Senate undermine what the voters have adopted, and that's not permitted. Once constitutional language is enshrined in the Constitution, the legislature cannot undermine it. They cannot curtail it. That is the power and the strength of it being constitutional language as compared to a citizen's initiative.
Tell me, would these bills pass legal muster?
So the constitutional language is the guiding rule here. The legislature cannot undermine or curtail the constitutional language with any legislation. But in order to determine ultimately whether or not that legislation is a violation of the law, it would require us or someone else to go to court and have the bill and the legislation struck down.
What are your concerns with these bills, Sharon?
You know, the concern is really a simple one. The concern is that the voters spoke very clearly. Not as you quoted earlier, it was resoundingly adopted on November 6th, and not just by a large margin of voters, but across the state in 80 of 83 counties, Proposal 3-1. And so the voters really clearly want to have access and security when it comes to their voting in elections. And ensuring the full promise of Proposal 3 requires time, attention, and effort to implement it. And doing something in a lame duck session where it's moving at a very fast rate, where bills are being substituted and changed at the last minute, where election officials who will have to implement that are not really being given a chance to weigh in, and nor are the citizens, that the end result is that it will undermine the will of the people instead of fully embracing Proposal 3.
So the bills were introduced November 29th, and they've already moved out of the Committee on Elections and Government Reform and onto the full Senate?
Well, as of earlier today, the bills have moved out of the Senate committee. So in the course of less than a week, they were introduced. Substitute bills were introduced this morning at the committee hearing without the citizens having any opportunity to thoroughly read through them. And they were voted out of the committee an hour or so ago. And they are headed to the Senate floor all in just a matter of days.
Sharon Delente, ACLU, Michigan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We reached out to Senator Mike Kowal's office asking for an interview. We have not heard back.